Performance Improvement Plan. Chapter 9. Conclusion. Chapter 1. Introduction. The Importance of Mental Toughness. Things don't always go our way. That is true in life, in our career, in our relationships, and of course, in sport. That sweet hit from the tee that lands perfectly on the fairway and races on and on and on straight into the bunker. Or the day that our serve just will not function. Is there anything more frustrating than sending hit after hit into the net? Well, of course, there are many things harder to bear, but it doesn't seem so at the time. Or the day we play the boss at squash and aim to push him just so far before he defeats us with a series of devastating volleys and biased shots to the corner. Except they just don't come off, and we end up winning, knowing that the lift will continue to stop for us at the fifth floor, at least until next time. But these are all examples of individual sports. Occasions where if things go against us, it is only we that suffer, as annoying as that is. But in team games, such as soccer, we can end up letting down the entire team. Nobody wants to do that. Perhaps more significantly, we do not want the fear of that happening. Often it is the fear of doing something wrong, of making a mistake, of giving the referee a chance to award a penalty against us, that causes that particular disaster to occur. The mark of the very best players is that they have the mental toughness to overcome these moments of adversity. To accept that there are times when matters do not pan out as they hope, and having accepted them, move on without allowing their confidence to drop. Call it resilience, spirit, mental strength, or whatever. Without a doubt, such a mindset is as crucial as having the skills to play at the level to which we aspire. After all, we can all look like Lionel Messi when the going is good. Okay, that might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but we know what we mean. It is when we are 2-0 down, the referee seems to only see things from one perspective, and every pass we make ends up going to the opposition, that we need to dig deep and swim our way out of the waves of despondency that are beginning to drown us. Arsene Wenger is one of the most successful soccer managers of all time. He spent the vast majority of his career leading the English Premier League team Arsenal to numerous trophies and championships, including taking them through the only unbeaten season in modern-day English top division history. To this French professor, mental strength is all. It is what turns draws into wins, gets his sides those last-minute equalisers, and makes teams hold on to victories when it seems inevitable that they will concede. But just as we can become better passers, tacklers, shooters, and readers of the game, so we can, with understanding and practice, develop that mental toughness which will enable us to maximise our potential and our ability. Chapter 2. Understanding your role in the team. Our role in a team is the one given to us by the coach. Sometimes we may not like that, but hearing the gaffer is the only way for a side to be successful. In this chapter, we will consider both the positional responsibilities in the modern game, as well as the role each player performs in terms of leadership, team spirit, and contribution. We will look at offensive responsibilities, defensive ones, and those responsibilities that arise during the transition stage. Let us start with the most idiosyncratic position on the pitch, the goalkeeper. Introduction. Clichés might